Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. State of Michigan, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, is seeking organizations to help provide preventative health screenings for firefighters across the state, aiming to identify job-related illnesses earlier and improve long-term health outcomes. Through a newly announced grant funding opportunity, MDHHS plans to support programs that can deliver comprehensive screenings directly to firefighters through mobile units, on-site services, or local clinics. The screenings are designed to detect occupational health conditions that firefighters face at higher rates due to repeated exposure to hazardous environments. State officials say the initiative is intended to expand access to convenient screenings and follow-up telemedicine services for active full-time firefighters in Michigan, helping prevent disease and extend life expectancy among the workforce. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations, government and private entities, local health departments, universities, federally recognized tribes, tribal groups, and urban Indian health clinic programs. NDHHS has set aside $3.5 million for the program over a three-year period and expects to award funding to as many as two organizations. An informational pre-application conference will be held March 13th to review the program and application process. Organizations must request access to the application system by April 2nd, and completed proposals are due April 9th. Grants are expected to begin July 1st, 2026. Additional information and application materials are available through the state's EGRAMS grant management system. And in Lansing, a push to rewrite Michigan's concealed carry rule is gaining traction, with some lawmakers arguing the current system places unnecessary hurdles between citizens and their constitutional rights. Right now, carrying a concealed handgun in Michigan means paperwork, fingerprints, fees, and a mandatory training before a permit is issued. But under a proposal backed by House Republicans, that process could disappear, allowing eligible gun owners to carry concealed without a license. The idea is stirring conversation well beyond the Capitol. Some gun owners see the process as a safeguard, separating responsible buyers from impulsive decisions. Others argue the classes don't teach firearm skills as much as they teach the law. Critics of the proposal say removing the permit requirement could mean fewer people receiving that legal education before carrying a concealed weapon. Supporters counter that law-abiding citizens shouldn't need government permission to exercise a constitutional right. For gun shops and instructors, the debate raises another question. What happens to safety training if the requirement disappears? Some retailers say responsible gun owners will likely continue seeking instruction on their own. Still, they acknowledge the change could mean fewer people learning the legal boundaries that come with carrying a firearm. For now, the proposal remains under consideration in Lansing, but if it moves forward, Michigan's approach to concealed carry could look very different in the months ahead. And questions are swirling in Bay County after a social media post raised alarms about the future of the local library system. The post, which has been widely shared online, claims that at least one member of the Bay County Library System's board wants to strip funding from the libraries. The claim hasn't been independently confirmed, and the meeting minutes referenced in the post have not yet been published. Still, the chatter comes at a critical moment. Library leaders are preparing to present new operating millage language that could eventually land on the November ballot, before that can happen, the proposal must first be approved by the Bay County Board of Commissioners. Commission Chair Jerry Creech says the upcoming April 14th commission meeting will be an opportunity for residents to get answers directly from library officials. The library systems director is scheduled to deliver a presentation and address questions from both commissioners and the public. Crate says if residents are concerned about the library's future, that meeting is the place to speak up. Despite the online debate, Crate says he strongly supports the county's libraries and believes they remain a vital community resource. If the millage request moves forward, voters in Bay County could ultimately decide the library system's funding fate this fall. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here, as with your obituaries and weather on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.